you and the vice president were helping them out and stuff. What is Earthworks?
Yeah, Earthworks had a big role in the fracking ban as far as in helping to shape the messaging mm-hmm. and the strategy. Earthworks got started as the Mineral Policy Center, and I don't remember the date, but it was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And it was mostly focused on mining, and they did policy. And then at some point, they had the Oil and Gas Accountability Project became mm-hmm. part of the Mineral Policy Center, and then it became Earthworks. And it has a mining side and an energy side. And we don't use the Oil and Gas Accountability title as much as we just call it Earthworks. And mm-hmm. it encompasses everything. And it's grown. Now we have about 20 people on our mm-hmm. energy team. And they're dispersed all over the U.S. Mm-hmm. And
has Earthworks been involved in any other like movement, similar movements as this? Has it done anything before the Frack Free Denton movement and anything afterwards?
Oh yeah, they're very active in Pennsylvania, but as far as banning fracking anywhere, I think this is it. They have the mining side had a big campaign with the No Dirty Gold campaign to try to make Tiffany's and some of the jewelry stores take a more responsible role in mining gold, and that was a really successful campaign. And they, you know, there are smaller campaigns that they work on all the time. Mm-hmm. And we have a policy team, and we have attorneys and a communications department, so.
Mm-hmm. Where was that no gold thing with Tiffany's? Was that in Texas or?
That was an international campaign. No Dirty Gold.
No Dirty Gold.
It wasn't just Tiffany's. I believe it was Zales, and they had a lot of jewelry stores that eventually signed on to the No Dirty Gold campaign, or you ended up with a bunch of activists outside your jewelry store with banners and
kind of just flooding your
right
area.
So yeah,
they doing anything in Texas recently you know about, or
are we doing anything in Texas?
Yeah, actively,
you know, all the time, all the time. You know, there are pipeline protests, but Texas has made it really hard now because if you protest, you can get charged with a felony.
Yeah.
And so Texas has made it very hard to do much, but it'll change soon.
Mm-hmm. And then on a final sort of, you know, philosophical outtake,